This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dangerous heat, fierce wildfires, and flash flooding. Millions of Americans across the country are wrestling with Mother Nature. The AP's Lisa Dwyer starts us off in California.
The National Weather Service is predicting highs between 100 and 115 degrees inland. That's making it tougher on firefighters who are battling 14 fires around the state, plus dozens of smaller ones. In Southern California, two people were killed and one injured by the Fairview fire, which burned 2,000 acres Monday.
The National Weather Service's Andrew Rourke.
This is turned into a rather abnormal heat event, especially with the temperatures we're seeing and also the duration. A 6 to 7 day heat event is very unusual for Southern California.
The National Weather Service also warning of heavy rain and some flash flooding possible from the south and the east coast up into New England. Children in Uvalde, Texas, are returning to school today with new security after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in May. High fencing, more police, but some security measures haven't been completed yet, like new locks and more cameras. Liz Truss is Britain's new prime minister.
Truss has become Britain's new PM, replacing Boris Johnson in the post. The former foreign secretary immediately needs to confront a major task ahead, curbing soaring prices. She'll also need to ease labour unrest and fix a healthcare system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police in Canada still searching for the remaining suspect in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in Saskatchewan. They found the body of his brother during a manhunt for the two men. Authorities say his visible injuries were not self-inflicted, but they're not sure yet what killed him. A wolf briefly escaped a Cleveland zoo, but they got him back. Nobody hurt. This is AP News. Labor Day kicks off the run to the midterm elections. President Biden was in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Wisconsin yesterday, appealing to union members. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Milwaukee was the first stop, with President Biden telling the crowd why Labor Day is special to him.
The fact of the matter is, I wouldn't be here without unions. Unions. Electricians, iron workers, letter carriers, teamsters, laborers, bricklayers, transit workers, plumbers and pipe fitters, steel workers.
And the president told the crowd that the country is at an inflection point.
I've said many times, we're the only country in the world that's come out of every crisis we ever faced stronger than we went in it. No other nation has done that.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Leisure travel in the U.S. is roughly back to pre-pandemic levels now, but airlines say business travel is still about 25% below 2019 levels. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.